Figure 106 shows aircraft location relative to a VOR. The thing to remember about Figure 106 is that the aircraft heading has nothing to do with the position of the aircraft with relation to the VOR. Question. The course selector of each aircraft is set on 360 degrees. Which aircraft would have a from indication and the CDI pointing left of center? There are two possible aircraft that could have a from indication set to 360 degrees, and those would be the aircraft in the northern quadrant. Imagine both those aircraft are intercepting the 360 degree radial. The only aircraft that would have a left indication would be the aircraft that is located to the right of the 360 degree radial. That aircraft is aircraft number 2. Figure 107 shows two VOR indications, VOR1 and VOR2. VOR1 is the thin needle, VOR2 is the thick double-barreled needle. VOR needle number 2 is showing an aircraft flying a right-hand DME arc in a right crosswind. If the aircraft were flying a right-hand DME arc in no wind, the VOR needle would point directly at the right wingtip reference. In a right crosswind, the aircraft is crabbed to the right, causing the VOR needle to point ahead of the right wingtip reference, as shown in Figure 107. Figure 108 shows VOR indication number 2, indicating the aircraft is flying a left-hand DME arc in a left crosswind. With a double-barrel VOR needle pointing ahead of the left wingtip reference, indicating the aircraft is in a left-hand arc with a left crosswind, crabbing to the left, causing the needle to move ahead of the left wingtip reference. Figures 109, 110, and 111 all show CDI direction from VORTAC and are related to questions asking which general direction from the VORTAC is the aircraft located. Figure 109 shows the aircraft heading 240 degrees, and a turn to the southwest would intercept the radial and take the aircraft to the station. If the aircraft must be turned to the southwest to proceed to the station, then the general direction of the aircraft with relation to the VORTAC in Figure 108 would be to the northeast. Figure 110 shows the aircraft would have to make a turn to the southwest to intercept the radial and proceed to the VORTAC. In order for the aircraft to have to turn to the southwest to proceed to the VORTAC, the aircraft would be northeast of the station. Therefore, the aircraft in Figure 110 is located to the northeast of the station. Figure 111 shows that the aircraft would have to turn to the southeast in order to intercept and track a radial to the station. Having to turn to the southeast to get to the station places the aircraft northwest of the station. The aircraft's location in Figure 111 is therefore northwest of the station. Figure 112 shows a graphic depicting a 15 DME fix on apparently the 090 degree radial from a VOR. There are two illustrations, illustration 1 and number 2. Figure 112, illustration 1, shows a racetrack pattern above the radial, showing left turns made at the 15 DME fix. Figure 112, illustration number 2, depicts the left-hand turns being made at the station instead of at the 15 DME fix. Question. You arrive at the 15 DME fix on a heading of 350 degrees. Which holding pattern correctly complies with the ATC clearance below, and what is the recommended entry procedure? Hold west of the 15 DME fix on the 086 radial of the ABC VORTAC. 5 mile legs, left turns. The fix shown in Figure 112 is the 15 DME fix, and the radial depicted is close enough to the 086 radial to be used for this question. If you arrive at the fix on a heading of 350 degrees and make a left turn to a heading of 266 degrees in no wind, you would enter the pattern using the direct entry. After 5 miles, you make another left turn, reversing your course and returning to the 15 DME fix in compliance with your clearance. Figures 113 and 114 relate to questions regarding the recommended procedure for entering holding patterns. Figure 113 is an aircraft course and DME indicator, showing the aircraft is heading 055 degrees and tracking inbound to the station on the 240-degree radial. The aircraft is 19.5 miles to the southwest of the station and is heading to the northeast. For Figure 113, draw the fix. Then, extend a line along the 240-degree radial to establish your aircraft position with relation to the fix. The holding pattern and the direction of turn can then be drawn on the fix according to the holding pattern instructions. With your aircraft position on the radial shown, and with your holding pattern and direction drawn, your holding pattern entry can then be visualized. For example, you receive the following ATC clearance. Hold east of the ABC VORTAC on the 090 radial, left turns. What is the recommended procedure to enter the holding pattern? Beginning at the fix, with your aircraft shown tracking inbound on the 240-degree radial, draw a left turn extending in the direction of 090 degrees, with an additional left turn back to the fix along a heading of 270 degrees. Your holding pattern has now been drawn. By looking at the picture, you can see your aircraft proceeding along the 240-degree radial and arriving at the fix. If continuing along that heading, the aircraft would enter into the parallel sector. Therefore, the holding pattern entry for this clearance would be parallel only. Figure 114 shows the aircraft is heading 155 degrees, tracking along the 330-degree radial, and is 16.5 miles northwest of the station, heading southeast. Aircraft position can be established by drawing a fix. Then, along the 330-degree radial, draw your aircraft heading toward the station. With this picture completed, any of a number of holding patterns can then be drawn according to the ATC instructions. For example, refer to Figure 114. A pilot receives this ATC clearance. Clear to the ABC VORTAC. Hold south on the 180 radial. What is the recommended procedure to enter the holding pattern? The fix is drawn, represented by a dot on the piece of paper. Direction of 330 degrees, a straight line is then drawn, with my airplane on the straight line heading toward the fix. The holding instructions were hold south on the 180 radial. The turn was not specified, so standard right turns will be used. From the dot, a straight line in the direction of 180 degrees is drawn, representing the 180-degree radial. Then, from the fix, a turn to the right is made, heading 180 degrees. A second turn is made, to the right, back to the 180 radial, heading 360 degrees back to the fix. The holding pattern is now drawn, and the position of the airplane is also drawn with relation to the holding pattern. By looking at the graphic, you can see that if the aircraft heading is maintained, the aircraft will enter the holding pattern airspace via the teardrop entry. What is the recommended procedure to enter the holding pattern? Teardrop only. Figure 115 is a DME fix with holding pattern. It is similar to Figure 112, showing the 090-degree radial extending from the station with a fix located 15 miles along that radial. Figure 115, illustration number 2, shows left-hand turns being made along the 090 radial at the station instead of at the 15 DME fix. Figure 116 shows holding entry procedures, showing a 15 DME fix located to the west of or along the approximate 270-degree radial from the station. Figure 116 illustration 1 shows a holding pattern, but it does not depict the holding fix as being at the end of the inbound leg. Figure 116 illustration 2 shows a holding pattern with the holding fix correctly terminating at the end of the inbound leg. Questions pertaining to figures 115 or 116 can be answered by drawing the fix and drawing the aircraft position in relation to the fix and drawing the holding pattern instruction as given in the question. For example, refer to figure 116. You arrive over the 15 DME fix on a heading of 350 degrees. Which holding pattern correctly complies with the ATC clearance below, and what is the recommended entry procedure? Hold west of the 15 DME fix on the 268 radial of the ABC VORTAC, 5 mile legs, left turns. The 268 radial is close enough to the 270 radial for this example, so the fix is drawn along the 270-degree radial, and the aircraft position is shown entering the fix on a heading of 350 degrees. Looking at the drawing, an aircraft on a 350-degree heading will enter the holding pattern airspace in the direct entry sector. Looking at Figure 115, Illustration 1, or Figure 116, Illustration 2, it can be seen that an aircraft on a heading of 350 degrees crossing the 15 DME fix would make a turn to the left to enter the outbound leg of the holding pattern. Such an entry would be, for Figure 115, number 1, direct entry, and for Figure 116, number 2, direct entry. Figure 117 is an aircraft heading indicator and a fixed card ADF indicator. The heading indicator shows the aircraft is heading east-northeast on a heading of 055 degrees. The fixed card ADF indicator indicates the aircraft just passed over the station. Questions regarding Figure 117 involve the recommended procedure for entering the holding pattern. For example, cleared to the ABC NDB. Hold southeast on the 140-degree bearing from the NDB, left turns. Aft station passage, you note the indications in Figure 117. What is the recommended procedure to enter the holding pattern? Begin by drawing the fix. Then, from the fix, in the direction of southeast along 140 degrees, draw a straight line representing the 140-degree bearing from the NDB. Next, from the fix, draw a 180-degree left-hand arc in the direction of 140 degrees. This is the outbound leg. Connect it to the inbound leg with another left-hand turn. The left-turn racetrack pattern is now drawn, with the inbound leg along the 140-degree bearing from the NDB. Next, beginning to the left of the fix, draw a line to the right in the direction of 055 degrees, representing the aircraft heading and arrival direction over the fix. This line extends into the parallel sector. Therefore, an airplane flying along a heading of 055 degrees when arriving at the fix would make a right turn to a heading of 140 degrees to parallel the inbound leg. The recommended procedure to enter the holding pattern in this example is parallel only. No matter which holding clearance is received, the aircraft is always heading 055 degrees when arriving at the fix. So an example for a teardrop entry would be cleared to the XYZ NDB. Hold northeast on the 040 degree bearing from the NDB. Left turns. The fix is drawn. From the fix, a left turn in the direction of 040 degrees is then drawn, connected by an additional left turn in the direction of 220 degrees to return to the fix. An aircraft arriving at the fix, heading 055 degrees, would be east-northeast bound. Arrival over the fix with an east-northeast bound heading places the aircraft directly into the teardrop entry sector. A clearance received stating clear to the ABC NDB, hold southwest on the 230 degree bearing from the NDB, would indicate right turns, outbound 230 degrees, inbound 150 degrees. An aircraft arriving at the fix heading 055 degrees would then make a right turn, outbound 230 degrees, and proceed into the hold via the direct entry.